Blog Talk Radio.
Persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, and that seek with him the old heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep the precepts diligently. O that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes, then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart, when I shall have learned thy righteous judgment. I will keep thy statutes, O forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereof according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy words have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts, and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it had unto thy judgment at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy judgment, which do err from thy commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me, for thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselor. Let us give God a praise and a glory. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at Alpha of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. invites you to join our social Christian network. Membership is free. Our social network is dedicated to the Christians throughout the world. Here you can connect with fellow Christians around the globe and witness to the non-believers. Join us in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to impact the world. Once again, you can visit us at www.myhocm.ning.com. House of Christ Ministries, our Christian bookstore, invites you to join our membership mailing list. And please note, we will never rent, sell, or share your email address with any third party. As a registered customer, you're entitled to a number of benefits, including special pricing on the industry's absolute. Best prices on your products via email. You will enjoy savings of up to 50% on brand name products from top suppliers, top manufacturers, and more. Visit us at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. House of Christ Bible College. If you sense the call of God on your lives, or you desire formal biblical training to equip yourself for ministry, and you are praying to find the right seminary or Bible college for you, here are two reasons why you should put HCBC on your short list of schools to consider. One, our students are prepared to start a new church or revitalize an existing congregation. We are probably the only Bible college where you'll be trained in web ministry. Doing ministry in the 21st century requires that we be able to leverage all the tools available to us today. We are committed to claiming the web for Jesus Christ. Visit us at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., and the Tony Owens Ministries, Inc., at www.reverseofrevival.com. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. now supports food for the poor. Yes, we do. We need your financial support in our effort to raise funds to assist their work. Food for the Poor is helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries, including Jamaica. There are no easy fix when it comes to poverty. Food for the Poor was named by the Chronicle of Philanthropy as the largest international relief and development organization in the nation. Feeds millions of hungry people throughout the countries we serve. Their Christian relief programs and projects are helping children and the poorest of poor by providing food, housing, health care, education, water projects, emergency relief, and micro-enterprise assistance in the Caribbean and Latin America. Your donation will help to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you'll find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. All donations will be appreciated. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501(c)(3). If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., and it should be mailed to 6401 Lyons Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Please write on the check's memo line, SC80 192 to ensure proper tracking. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey.
Bad love.
House of Christ Ministries, Inc. is an apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums, from our reader broadcast every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to our monthly mailing lessons. To receive copies of our monthly lessons, you can write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Our distribution of free copies of the Book of John and Romans in English, French, and Spanish. These books can be used for evangelism. Our social Christian network, our online Bible college, our posting of Words of the Day on numerous websites, our online Christian bookstore. We are reaching thousands throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed Word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bringing the gospel to the world. If the Lord leads you to support this ministry by giving, it will be an investment in the future of this generation, both for this life and eternity. Together, we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request, or share a testimony, or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501(c)(3). As we continue on this spiritual journey, I would like to share our statement of faith with you. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God, eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the Church of God, which is in Christ at His return. We believe that the only means for being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission, according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark chapter 16, verses 17 through 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through signs following. Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 says, When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father had put in his own power, but ye shall receive power. After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Beloved, we live in a day when people need to be confronted about their relationship with Jesus Christ. As leaders, it is our responsibility to teach the message that will require spiritual actions. We must reach out to church members alike who have become careless about their spiritual lives. We must teach the message that will expose sinful living for the destructive path that it is. We must point out the critical necessity of making a decision to bring our spiritual lives into proper relationship with Jesus Christ. In every situation, the bottom line is the question Pilate asked in Matthew chapter 27, verse 22. What shall I do with Jesus who is called the Christ? Beloved, the time is upon us to confront our world with the same question. It is critical to remember that people cannot be driven to Jesus Christ. We must simply present the truth of the Scripture from a heart warmed by the fires of His holy altar. In doing so, we will lift up Jesus Christ, who said in John chapter 12, verse 32, But I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto myself. God bless you as we continue on the spiritual journey. As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's Book of Acts. Beloved, I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our lesson in a series, Understanding the Gifts of the Holy Spirit. Tonight's lesson will be Gift of Diverse Kinds of Tongues. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witness to the ends of the earth. Come, Holy Spirit, and baptize me with the fire of your love. I have surrendered to the best of my ability, and now I want to be filled with your Spirit. I need your power in my life and ministry. Please come and fill me now. Lord, I believe that when I surrendered to you as Lord, we became one. You are the vine and I am a branch of the vine. All that you are is within me. My life flows from you. I believe that as I yield and ask, you will release your strength, your wisdom, healing to meet the needs of the hour. Father, in the name of Jesus, I yield now to receive your sanctification gifts of Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2, which says, And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we come to our lesson, the gift of diverse kinds of tongues. The gift of diverse kinds of tongues is the second of three utterance gifts that say something, the gift of prophecy being the first, and the gift of interpretation of tongues being the last. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10 says, To another, the working of miracles, to another, prophecy, to another, discerning of spirits, to another, diverse kinds of tongues, to another, the interpretation of tongues. To better understand this gift, as well as the two other utterance gifts, we must define the word inspiration for these gifts function by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Inspire means to stimulate or impel or to motivate as by divine influence or to arouse a thought or feeling up in someone. The Holy Spirit inspires those with the gifts of diverse kinds of tongue to speak what he, the Holy Spirit, has put upon their hearts in a language other than their own. In the Greek word, tongues is called glossa, pronounced glossa, meaning a language, specifically one that is not usually acquired. One of the Webster's New World Dictionary and Thesaurus definition of tongues is a language or dialect. The word diverse means several or a variety according to the American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language. To put it plainly, the gift of diverse kinds of tongue is the ability to speak language or languages other than your own natural one that you have not learned. This can be other known language or unknown languages. It was God who created various languages in Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 9, that he dispersed to humanity, and it reads, "And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, Go, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for the stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, Go, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, with the children of men builded. And the Lord said, Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which thou have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, and they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord confounded the language of all the earth, and from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of the earth." When I look at the Word of God and see that there are times that people spoke in unknown languages, I realize the greatness of God, in which he did not give mankind all languages. Rather, he kept some unknown to man. It is the pride of men to think that we have mastered and are aware of all languages which we did not create. The master of language is God, who has reserved some to be unknown to man, in which he releases to them to speak as he wills. The gifts of divers kind of tongues seems to be twofold in its design. There is other tongues or languages known to man, and unknown tongues or languages that are not known to man. Many may have the prayer language of tongues, both known and unknown, but everybody does not function in the gifts of diverse kinds of tongues as a public ministry. The gift of diverse kinds of tongues in a public ministry is for the purpose of the hearers, even if it is only one person that the gift is addressing in the audience or congregation. It is for that group or individual to hear and understand a message from the Lord through the mouth of the person with this gift. The gift of diverse kind of tongues is often for the unbelievers. The gift is often used as a sign to unbelievers, especially other tongues. Speaking in a known tongue to an unbeliever may not be beneficial, for they may think that you are babbling. But if you were to speak in a known language that they understand, and they know that you do not naturally speak this language, then they know that God is speaking through you. Let us examine the first New Testament experience of tongues. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, which reads, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. And when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born, Parthians and Medes and Elamites and the dwellers of Mesopotamia and in Judea and in Cappadocia, in Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia in Egypt, and in the parts of Libya, about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews, and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians. We do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God." And they were all amazed, and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Beloved, these people who were hearing what was being said were unbelievers, because they heard these men who were Galilean speak in their own language at one time. It gave them evidence and proof of the wisdom and might, ability of God, who is able to do such things. The administration of the gifts of diverse kind of tongues caused the ears of these unbelievers to be open to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Sometimes we can read a scripture and not realize the awesomeness of what God did. When each of the disciples spoke, they were heard in all the languages of the people who were there. There were at least 15 different people group or countries represented there. And each disciple was heard by all of those people in their own language. For example, when Peter was speaking, they all heard him in their language. If 12 of them were speaking at once, every hearer could hear all 12 in their native languages. This gift is so awesome in that God can have you speak a word in English and everyone else hear it in their own or other languages. It is the Spirit of God that gives the utterance or the words to speak for this gifts. Beloved, Acts chapter 2, verse 4 tells us that they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. They opened their mouths and the Holy Spirit gave them what to say. You must be yielded to God and immersed in His presence to receive clearly His utterance. If you are filled with other worldly things, then you will utter or speak from those things. The same thing applies to being filled with the Holy Spirit. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit and spend time with Him, you will increase the function of this gift. Sometimes Christians have too many other things going on to hear clearly and be inspired to. Beloved, this gift is a proof that God is the God of all mankind. Through His command of their languages and by allowing His servants to speak those languages that they do not know to reach the hearers with the message of salvation. This gift is a sign to unbelievers, proving that God, the living God, is the God of all languages, kindreds, peoples, and tongues, causing their ears to be open to hear what God is saying through the bearer of this gift. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Verse 22a clause says, wherefore, tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. Beloved, the person who has this gift to administer to the unbeliever in public ministry should not only speak in diverse kind of tongues, but they should also have a knowledge of the meaning of salvation and know how to extend it to others. The gift of diverse kind of tongues can often present the gospel in another tongue or language unknown to the speaker, but is most often used as a sign to open the ears of the hearers to receive the gospel of Jesus Christ. This gift in the public ministry is used to declare a thing. When the Holy Ghost fell upon the disciples in Acts chapter 2, they declared what the Holy Spirit was functioning them to say, which was the wonderful works of God. Unknown tongues is most often for the believers. Unknown tongues is most often used in personal prayer or in assembly of believers who know that God is the God of all language, both known and unknown, and by faith they can receive what the Lord is saying through this function of the gift of diverse kind of tongues. Many Christians do not believe in unknown tongues and feel that it is not biblical basis. The Bible both speak of those languages or those tongues, known languages and unknown tongues, languages that God has not revealed to men, that people speak under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Beloved, if you want truth, you must always exalt and accept the word of God above what your church doctrine says, above what your denomination says, above what your leaders say. Many have not received truth that they read the word of God because they have exalted the opinions of their leaders or group that they are part of. And they do this above the word of God that they read. They prefer not to think or talk about it rather than go against what they have been taught, even though it may have been wrong. As we go further into understanding this gift, I ask that you put aside everything that you have been taught that does not line up with what you are reading in the Word of God, and receive what God's word is saying. What is the difference, biblically, between unknown tongues and other tongues? To best understand this question, we will examine the word of God. Acts chapter 2, verse 4 speaks of other tongues. It reads, "And they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." The hearers of other tongues in this scripture heard them speak in unknown tongues. This leads us to be assured that other tongues are unknown languages. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1, Paul speaks of tongues of angels. It reads, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have no charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal." What did Paul mean by this? I believe that he was declaring that men under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit may speak with angelic or unknown languages. The next question that we must ask ourselves is, does the Bible speak of unknown tongues? Yes, it does. Please understand that when someone speaks in unknown tongues, especially in prayer, they are not speaking to men, rather to God. And it is not meant for human understanding. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2 says, "For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understand him, albeit in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. When men consider babbling, God has established and recognizes as language in which he, God, uses to speak mysteries. In the above scripture and in many other scriptures, we see unknown tongues. If unknown tongues were a foreign language that we did not understand, then this scripture would not be true, because there would be some men that would understand it. The above scripture says that when someone is speaking in an unknown tongue, no man understands. Through this point, we have established that there is a difference between other tongues, known languages, and unknown tongues, languages that are not known to man. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verse 17, we read about the tongue. It says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues." Beloved, this scripture says that all believers shall have the sign of speaking with new tongues. Yet Paul asks in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 30b clause, "Do all speak with tongues?" How can this be? Beloved, many Christians don't believe that the tongues spoken of in Mark chapter 16, verse 17 means languages. Some suppose that it might mean speaking now truthfully, without blaspheming and with integrity. This would be a wrong assumption. The Greek word for new in Mark chapter 16, verse 17, is kainos, pronounced kainos, meaning freshness. The Greek word for tongues there is the same Greek word used in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, which is glossal, meaning languages, and not what many claim to be moral or decent speech. Then why did Paul ask, "Do all speak with tongues?" Paul was not referring to the prayer language of tongues, rather to the public ministry of the gift of diverse kind of tongues. Not everyone has this as public ministry gifts. It just flows from your mouth. Beloved, those with the gift of diverse kind of tongues sometimes are so inspired by the Holy Spirit, as they begin to open their mouths to speak, the gift of diverse kind of tongues may begin to operate. This may happen in personal prayer time, or in times of public ministry, for those who have this as a gift. Some people are afraid and ashamed of this, but they should not be. If God is trying to use you in this gift, then do not be afraid. Rather declare what the Holy Spirit is inspiring you to say. The gift flow in righteousness. These gifts of the Holy Spirit flow in righteousness when we have right standing with God. Because of this, we must check ourselves and stay in holiness, keeping godly character and repenting quickly when we sin. Please do not take this for granted and think that you can administer these gifts accurately while living in sin. Beloved, it just won't happen. Biblical operations of the gifts of diverse kind of tongues. In the Old Testament example, Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 9, given as a scripture early in this lesson, so you can go back and read that and try to digest what it is saying. God caused the people of the entire world to speak in diversity, diverse kinds of languages or tongues. New Testament examples, Acts chapter 10, verses 44 through 46, which says, "While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gifts of the Holy Ghost, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God." Acts chapter 19, verse 6. "And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied." Beloved, the scriptures do not tell if they spoke in other or unknown tongues. The operation of the gifts of diverse kind of tongues, how it functions in you. 1. The Holy Spirit may begin to inspire you or stir you up in your spirit so that you are full of the Spirit of God, that you release His words. 2. Don't try to control or formulate the words. Rather, let the Spirit give you utterance, give you the words. 3. You do the speaking. You must open your mouth and let the utterance flow. But the Holy Spirit gives you the utterance. The Spirit of God does not force you. Rather, He will inspire you. 4. You must yield to the Spirit of God inside you and speak whatever the Spirit of God is sending to your lips and not what your mind says, because your mind can be confusing. The enemy will penetrate the mind. Your mind does not know Japanese or unknown languages, but the Holy Spirit does. And so your mind cannot recognize the words to say through your lips. The Holy Spirit must do that. You speak what the Holy Spirit is saying through you, whether you understand the words or not. Just yield and let it come forth. The administration of the gift of diverse kind of tongues. How you can give it to others. 1. The Lord may give you inspiration to speak forth aloud in a public service, in a church service, declaring what He wants to say to that assembly of people or a particular person in that church or assembly of believers. If no one interprets, then you should stop. The Lord can use you to interpret. If He desires, there should not be more than 2 or 3 people speaking in tongues in a public service. These 2 or 3 must still speak in an orderly fashion and not all at once. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 27 through 28 says, "If any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by 2, or at the most by 3. and that by course, and let one interpret. But if there be no interpreter, let him keep silence in the church, and let him speak to himself and to God. Number two, beloved, God may cause you to be inspired to speak to a particular person who knows the language that you are speaking.
To know you, we want to see you.
As we continue on this spiritual journey, our lesson for tonight was the gift of diverse kind of tongues. I pray that you had gained understanding of the true meaning of the gift of diverse kind of tongues. I pray that it was a blessing to you. If you would like more information on tonight's lesson, or you would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. The Word of God is mighty and powerful and is well able to profoundly influence your lives. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you enter into an eternal and unbreakable covenant with God. At that time, all of His promises are available to you if you receive them by faith. Join me on the Roman road to salvation. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you had previously accepted Him and turned away from Him, He's waiting to be restored as the Lord and Master of your lives. Beloved, God created us in His own image to have an abundant life. God gave us a will and freedom of choice. We chose to disobey God and go our own sinful way, resulting in separation from God. Tonight, I encourage you to turn away from the sins of this world and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or to recommit your life to Him. Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make that decision. For those who are turned away from him, tonight I'm encouraging you once again to renew your commitment to Jesus Christ. Will you receive him right now? Romans chapter 3 verse 10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. 1 John 1. 1 John 1 verses 8 through 10 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Romans chapter 3 verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 6 verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Tonight, I encourage you once again to join me in prayer and to submit to the Lord. Heavenly Father, I come to you admitting that I am a sinner. Right now, Lord, I choose to turn away from sin, and I ask you to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross to take away my sin. I also believe that he rose again from the dead, so that I might be forgiven of my sins and made righteous through faith in him. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be the Savior and Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you and ask that you fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare that right now I am a child of God, and I am free from sin and full of the righteousness of God. I am saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Lamb of God, I come. If you just pray this prayer and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is power in the blood.
There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for cleansing to Calvary's side. There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is power in the blood.
I choose to be filled with the Spirit so that I can be guided into all truth. I choose to walk by the Spirit so that I will not carry out the desires of the flesh, albeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth, for He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, thanking you for tuning in and reminding you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you, and good night.